Okay, we're continuing halacha out, all about the sheikh, you're not supposed to eat with a guy. So I'm going to start by mentioning something that's actually not brought in Shulchan Aruch. It's a continuation of something here. And then we'll see how that connects to what we're talking about. The Mechaber talked about, towards the end of the din, about a yid who's visiting by a guy, which we didn't talk too much about that. And there's an added part onto that in Tosis in the Gemara and the Lamed Aleph on Beis, that Tosis talks about an unusual situation. It's not so important to us what that is, of a person who's by the guy, and it's a whole situation where the kula that you see in Shulchan Aruch doesn't apply. It's not considered Pesai. And there Tosis says that the yid is allowed to drink, well, the guy gave him the food because Mishum Eva. Okay? So if you look at Tosis by itself, you'd say it's just a general kula, this is an Issa Drabanan. So Mishum Eva, Hiti was certainly Issa Drabanan. That's how you would understand by itself. I'm mentioning it now because as we go on, we'll find out that a better pshat is what Tosis really means. Okay? But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it, the Shach brings it, Bishesha brings it, I mean, everybody agrees, agrees to it. It's a Tosis right here in the Sugya. It's not brought in Shulchan Aruch. But we'll see the. Okay, it's not singly not in Shulchan Aruch, but the Shach and others bring it in, it's fine. Okay, so let's move on. Let's go on. We'll get the message and we'll come back to this. Okay. The reason why you're not allowed to drink Shecher Shoyim Kuchavim in the base of Kuchavim is because of Chasnas. Okay, because it's then over here, they say it here in Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah, second one.
Okay, it's Asim Shum Chassis. Okay, so what you would think is that if a person, the way that it leads to Chassis is, if I'm going to drink the Reis of Kechavim, then that interaction itself will lead to Chassis. Okay, now the question of that is, if it was direct, that drinking Shecher, the Reis of Kechavim, would lead to Chassis, then you would think that the solution, what would be the din? The din is, you can't eat it in his house. You have to eat it in your house. Or you have to eat it out of his house. You think that the solution would be is just don't drink it with him. Okay? The solution wouldn't be that you have to be out of his house. The solution would be is, don't drink with the guy. Like, for example, in the stories in the Gemara, the person seemingly was drinking by himself. Okay, so you think that should be mutter. If the problem is, but you're interacting with him when you're drinking, then that would lead to chasnus, then what Chazal should have said is, what should you do to fix that problem? You should, instead of saying go home, they should say just don't eat with him, drink it by yourself. Okay, so so a number of Rishonim give a hezbur in the Isser in a way that's all exactly the same. Okay, they give the exact same Isser, which is like this. Okay, let's look how Rashi says it. Shloyar v'alasas mishtoyz etzav kuchavim v'yitin en v'bitoy. Okay, which is to say, look in the Rambam, the Rashi that I have here quoted here on the screen, the point is that it's not that if I drink in his house that will lead to chasnas, but there's an extra step. If I drink by him, then I might drink with him. And if I drink with him, that might lead to chasnas. Okay, it's a two-part. The Rambam says, she'ikra gzeri shem yisir etzlai. Okay, the gzeri is because of chasnas, but there's an in-between step. By drinking in his house, that might get me to a second step, which is shem yisir etzlai. I'll eat with him, and then that's the interaction that leads to chasnas. With Rashba, that's not as strong maybe, but the point is, the Gemara says don't drink the Shecher in their house, even by yourself. But if you drink it in their house, you might lead to drinking with them, or eating with them, and then that might lead to chasnas. Okay, so
that's not Rashi.
It's very similar. Okay, my point here is that I'm not pointing at exactly the same thing, point that there's an in-between step. It's not that if you drink in their house, that leads to chasnas. If you drink in their house, that leads you to do something else, eating or drinking with them, and that leads to chasnas. It's like an in-between step. There's a stop along the way. You won't go straight from this to this. You'll stop along the way. Okay?
Is there a lot of significance to this?
I'm about to tell you what the left means. Yes, I'm about to tell you that. Okay? Before I tell you that,
because I'll say it, the Yitzhar doesn't come in one shot, you know?
Right.
Like how we do with Yitzhar.
Maskim, I'm not arguing that. I'm making the point. Okay, now, the it can sign, if you think about it, before I tell you that, what I was about to say to you is, that's why it could be that that's a makar to. I've told you beforehand that the Rosh says, it's put in Shulchan Aruch, that the Rosh says that if you eat Bederach Aroi, then it's mutter. Okay, if you're not Kveh Atzim Lishleis, then it's mutter to do it. And we talked about it. We said, well, where did he get that from? It's not, he made up a kula that doesn't say in the Gemara. And it could be that this, that understanding like this helps, is possibly where the Rosh comes from. That the whole concern is the drinking itself is not what's going to lead to chasas. The drinking itself will lead you to drink or eat more with them, and that will lead to the chasas. Then, if you're drinking in a way that can't ever lead to that, maybe that's where the rush came from. Again, we've mentioned in the past that there's no, the rush doesn't have a makar in the Gemara. The Gemara says you're not allowed to do it, and the rush says, but sometimes you're allowed to do it. Okay, he sort of made it up. He doesn't bring any makar to it. So maybe that's his understanding also that there's like an extra step in here is where it comes from. Now, so why is it important? Why do I care? Aside just for the havan of it, of that there's an in-between step. So, Rav Moshe says, I have a practical nafkamina to this thing. Okay, I may have added in some words here, but Rav Moshe says, I have a nafkamina to this thing, to the fact that there's this extra step in between. He says like this. We saw in the din, the Shulchan Aruch says, you can't drink Shechar. The Gemara says, you can't drink Shechar at a guy's house. And most Rishonim held that you can't drink any alcoholic beverage. Okay, and Shulchan Aruch tells you all the things, all kinds of alcoholic beverages you're not allowed to drink. Okay, the Rama said, no, it only applies to Shechar Tuman, like some Rishonim, it's only for Shechar, there's a very limited Isser to very specific things, which is for us, it's like, doesn't mean anything to us, we don't drink Shechar tomorrow. So essentially, we ignore the whole din. For us, it doesn't mean anything to this whole din. Okay, but Rama says, that kula that only applies to Shechar Tuman, that's on the iser, the secondary iser, which is don't drink shechar. He says, but it was pasha to the Gemara, that was understood, that of course the primary iser, to sit down and have the suda with them, to sit down and drink with them, that was pasha that the Rosh has nothing to do with whether it's shechar tomorrow or a different kind of shechar. It has nothing to do with anything. He says, if you drink the shechar tomorrow, you might come to drink and have the whole party with them. You have the party, that'll lead to chasas. The party was pasha to the Gemara that was usher. What did he tell you that part was usher? It was so obvious that was the usher part. And over there, there's no cool of shechar tomorrow if you're sitting in. You're sitting at the bar together with the guy. That's posh that that's
usher. That's also a specific tzeir. That's posh that it's usher.
I don't even know. I don't even know if it's an official tzeir. We remember we saw that. We don't even know where the Tosfos said. I don't even know where the tzeir came from. The Lord just says it. How do we know such a takana? Okay, but it's somehow like posh that was included. That's the basis for this whole Gemara is an assumption that you can't eat with them, you can't have this whole party with them, because that'll lead to chasanis, to which the Gemara says, and Shechar is like an extension of that. So on the extension, we say, that extension only applies to Shechar tomorrow. But the Ikka Gzera itself, of course the Ikka Gzera applies to all kinds of beverages. Okay,
so and the Gzera, so what would define exactly when the applies to all beverages. So what? You need a mezumin, you need three people, you need a potato. I'm like, what's the...
That's part of the whole... How many people?
So it's a good question. It's a good question. Ramesh doesn't explain. Okay, Ramesh doesn't explain what case he's talking about. What kind of is, nor is it clear if he's specific only to beverages, to drinking with the goy. It seems like that. The Rosh looked at mishtois, okay, having a mishtah. It's not 100%. I mean, you know that the Rambam says, I have it on the screen, the same thing is put in Shulchan Aruch, is that ikar zeir is shema yisrei. That's like, okay, yisrei doesn't sound like drinking, it sounds like eating with him. You know, so it's not clear to me whether Rosh thinks eating or drinking, and more is, what's the case that Rosh is talking about? Okay, what's the shayla that he was answering when he said this thing? The shayla was like this. Some people wanted to make a parlor meeting to raise money for tzedakah. And they, for whatever reason, they wanted to make the parlor meeting at the house of someone who was not Jewish. That was the plan, was to make the parlor meeting at the house of this person who was not Jewish. Maybe he was down to me. I wasn't clear to me why the parlor meeting was supposed to be at that person's house. And they wanted to make it at the house. And of course, the food was all going to be kosher. It was the Yidden who were going to make the parlor meeting, but they were going to do it at the guy's house. So Rav Moshe says, you can't do it at this person's house because even though you're not going to serve Shechar tomorrow, he says, but the whole idea of having a party in the Beis Shalom Akum, of course you're not allowed to have that. Now, if the only issue was to do it in a way with these alcoholic beverages, so don't serve beer. I mean, what was unless that was like, so you could not do that, I don't know. Well, I don't go to parliament meetings so often, but do you have to serve alcoholic beverages at a parliament meeting? Anybody know? No. So why couldn't they just have the problem even without alcoholic beverages? So it makes it sound like the problem is, like the Rambam says, like Shkrok, Shem Yisra, that's like, that the whole, even without alcoholic beverages is an Isser. It's not clear whether the Isser, what Moshe says, is this base Isser, that means even if you want to have Even if you're not going to have alcoholic beverages, Imam just to sit down and eat with the guy. Now, Rav Moshe does.
Imam it's a bunch of Jews. There's a place going to be full of Jews.
Right? It's going to be. Of course, it's going to be. It's going to probably mean probably it's going to be lots and lots of Yidden there. And Rav Moshe still says you can do it, but basically shalach. Okay. So Rav Moshe, it's not clear. And again, it sounds like even if it's not with drinking. Now, Rav Moshe says, what that's true if you make the party at his house. He says, but what happens if the goy makes a party, okay, and he invites you to come to his party? Okay, he tells you to come to his party, okay, or for what our purposes, okay, the office has a party, okay, the person works in a non-Jewish company, and they have a party, okay, an end-of-the-year party, or some kind of a party going on in the office, and they invite this year to the party. So, Rav Moshe says, is that the same thing? Rav Moshe says, no, he can go to the party. And listen to how Rav Moshe says it. He says this, what the person should do is he should go to the party, not spend a lot of time at the party. And the reason why he's now connected to the thing I told you before, the reason why he's going to the party is Mishum Eva. He's going to the party because it's like, Mama's like, antisocial to not come to the party. And in the office, they look at you like there's something wrong with you if you don't come to the end of the year party. It just doesn't fit in. So you go on Mishum Eva. You just want to get along with people. They shouldn't think of you that you're such an odd person. So you go on Mishum Eva, and you go there in a Derech HaRoi, just in there for, so to speak, temporarily. Rav Moshe says, when a person goes Mishum Eva, that's a variation of the din that B'derech HaRoi is mutter. Okay? What I'm pointing out to you is what Tosis says two things. He says there's a heter of HaRoi and there's a heter of Eva. It's not the classic heter of Eva that Yisurin D'Rabbanan are sometimes pushed aside Mishum Eva. It's not because of that. When it's Mishum Eva, that in by its nature makes it B'derech HaRoi. Remember, the whole Isser is to eat it B'derech Keva. If I'm only in a place because you forced me to come here, because I have no choice, because, I can't keep my job if I don't show up at the meeting, and so then that's I'm forced to doing that thing, that in itself is not a Kavei Atzin Lishos. I'm not coming here to party with you, I'm coming here because I have to come here. Okay, so which means, when you hear, you may have heard this, people ask a Rav what they should do. The office is having a party at the end of December, and having a party, they wonder if they can go there, or they want to respond, they can go there, or they find that they don't give out their bonuses at that party, you have to go to the party, whatever, etc., like that. So, many Rabbanim will tell people, you really should try to avoid it, but if you have to go, go for a couple of minutes, shake a few people's hands, and then you should leave. Okay? They're not, what's going on here, we're finding out, is that they're not saying to the person, Nebuch, it's for your job, to keep your job, you'll have to just do it anyhow and just make it as simple as possible. That's not what they're saying. They're saying, what Ramesha, according to Ramesha's explaining, is that when it says you can do Mishum Eva, by its nature, if you do something Mishum Eva, because I have no choice, and you do B'derech HaRoi, I come for a couple of minutes, and I stay as long as I have to, and then I walk out the door, that's mutter. That's what Shulchan Aruch said, you're allowed to do it if it's B'derech HaRoi. Okay, even the issue that we have in Shulchan Aruch is allowed to be done. So when a Rav would say to a person, go to the party if you have to, and then stay for a couple of minutes, that's not it's not a b'di'evit, that's actually what he's supposed to do. You do B'derech HaRoi, and then he's allowed to do it.
But it means you drink.
He doesn't say that, but you would think that should be part of it. Okay, and that's part of what I'm stuck with. Is the issue of the drinking or the issue is the partying? Okay, if the issue is the drinking, then just right, just don't drink. That part is not clear. Okay, but that so far that's not going to be mutter. What that heter is not going to work if there's a business meeting. Why don't they hit you? We're not just having a party, and you could just drop in for a couple of minutes and be B'derech HaRoi, come Mishum Eva. They say, no, we have a meeting. Okay, we're five of us are going to a restaurant that we're going to sit down in
Chalice.
In Chalice is fine. In Chalice, in Rav Moshe, take it easy a second. Rav Moshe says the issue is in the Goy's house. That's only an issue. Remember, says, you want to make the problem by the Yidden, that's fine, no problem. You want to make it in the Goy's house, which is what the Din was talking about over here. He says, so if you go to Shalit, you're safe. What else if you go to the Treif restaurant? You may remember when we learned Tfilas Kehillah and we talked about this, what we thought is a horrible practice, that a person can go to a Treif restaurant, okay, and they serve him food on dishes, on China dishes, a full served meal, not wrapped up airline meal. They have this whole trick how they do it. They get the place's dishes and they never use them. Oh, we talked there about the Tfilas Kehillah angle, whether those dishes need to be titled. But now we finally got another issue. Okay, there's another problem. We talked in passing about the Maris Ayin, the horrible way it looks of three guys sitting and eating pork chops and this year eating a steak. And to the whole world, it looks like he's eating treif when really it's a kosher meat from someplace else. But anyhow, but now we're seeing is that there's a different problem, which is you can't say that that's Derech HaRoi and Mishum Eva when they sit down for a meeting from 12 to 1 one day. They're sitting and having lunch together. L'chayra, if Rav Moshe means even when you don't drink, then L'chayra there would be a problem with that. Okay? I don't know what the answer for that is. Okay. Now, we'll move to a second part. The second part to all of us is going to sound very interconnected. Okay, in the Chavetz Biyamin, he says, his, to me, it sure seems like these things should be connected to each other, although Rav Moshe does not mention this. Okay, and that is like this. Ram says like this. Ram says, before he brings our din about Shechar, before he says our din that says you're not allowed to drink Shechar, which is a Gemara, he says, L'yesh ta'adim b'misibah shalachim. Okay, you're not allowed to drink at a party with Goyim, even if the next line says, even if the food is kosher, but he says, Yerayim ha'misibah Yisrael mutra. Okay, if most of the people at the party are Yidden, then you're allowed to drink it. Okay, and this is like an introduction to the din that it says in our Gemara of Sheikh Hashem Kachavim, not to drink it in their houses and blah blah whatever it says. Okay, so Ram says you're not allowed to drink in B'sibah Shal Adam. Okay, when the tour at the our sim is Kuf Yudal, sim Kuf Yudbeis is Pas Yisrael, and sim Kuf Yudgimel is Bishul Yisrael. Before the tour starts, sim Kuf Yudbeis, he gives like an introduction. He has an introduction, and the introduction says, "Yesh svarim asu chachamim." There are things that are asu chacham asur, even those ain't have ikum in Torah, and they are, for example, he says, "Pass." That even if the guy baked it, it's asur. Bishalakum. If a guy cooked it, it's asur. And the third one is, "You now have drink the layish to other than misibah shalakum." Okay, you now have drink the misibah shalakum, and that's like his introduction. And then he goes on to the din. And obviously what's going on here is, that introduction is, you can't eat pasakim, that's sim kufi beis. You can't eat bishalakim, that's sim kufi gimel. You can't eat b'misibah shaldayim, that's going to be sim kufi dalet. Okay, that's like an introduction to these three simon that are coming, that are all asa b'shem chasas. Okay, well, when the Torah says that, the Beis Yosef says, I have no idea where that din comes from. Okay, this Rambam, he says, that Torah is quoting the Rambam, he says, I have no idea. The Efshishu price of this after. He says, I have no idea where Ram got that din from. Okay, there's no Gemara that says, L'yish ta'adim b'misibah shalachim. It doesn't exist. There's no such thing. He says, maybe it's a Tesefta. In other words, maybe I don't know. Maybe if I, the Mishayis, didn't know this din, where it came from. So, that's what it says in the Mishayis. Okay, now, the question is, if you open up the Ramam, and you see this in L'yish Ta'adim B'Sibah Shalachim, the Magen Mishnah doesn't say any Makar for this part of the din, but the Kesef Mishnah does. Kesef Mishnah says that the Makar for this din is Gemara Avodah Zarah Daf Ches. Okay?
Same person.
I'm well aware. He says it's a Gemara Avodah Zarah Daf Ches. It says, but we're on Daf Lamed Aleph. Okay, he says, Gemara Avodah Zarah Daf Ches. Everybody says, Gemara Avodah Zarah Daf Ches? What are you talking about? Now, the Gemara Avodah Zarah Daf Ches says, a special din about going to a wedding that a guy makes, where he's going to be moed with Havre Dezara. A whole special din is brought in Sim Kuf Nun Beis, in your day. It's brought here in Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Nun Beis. They said, that's a very specific case, a very, very specific case when you're not allowed to drink with a guy. A very specific case you're not allowed to drink with him. He says, but that's not of a card to this, like Yesh to Adam and the Seber Shalakim. He says, what's going on? Okay, so it turns out like this. Okay, the following is pieced together from a few different parts. I was first alerted to what I'm about to tell you. It's on the side of the Franco-Rama. Okay? And like this. Okay?
First he wrote basis.
Yes. Okay. Okay. I'm about to show you three different prints of the Rama. Okay? The first print of the Rama that had the Kesef Mishnah was printed in Venice in Shin Lamed Aleph, okay, about a year before the Beis Yosef died. Okay? When he wrote the Kesef Mishnah, it seems, late in his life. He died a year or two later, and so the first print was from Venice, and afterwards, a very, what it seems is an important print of the Rambam about 100 years later, 125 years in Amsterdam, and then a list one, I cannot pronounce it, Dienfurth or something like that, that's a place in Poland, okay? It's not in Poland, it's in Poland. Okay.
It's in Washington Heights.
Okay, here's a cover page from those three Rambams, okay? So these three prints of the Rambam, okay? And I'm going to show you now the Kesef Mishnah in those three prints. Okay, now look what it says. Okay, in the Venice edition, the first one it says, "Omash shekasal yishtav misibah shal akel v'chul." That's it. Doesn't say anything. There's no makar. Okay, the Chasam Sofer says that when the Kesef Mishnah and the Magen Mishnah say bring the Rambam, and they don't say Makar, they just say like Ruchulu, they just bring a Ruchulu, that means is they didn't know what the Makar was. That's why they wrote Ruchulu, because they didn't know what the Makar was. And they were hoping maybe one day they'll fill it in, but for now they didn't know. Okay, well, came along the Amsterdam edition. And in the Amsterdam edition, like 100 years later, they added in all kinds of Maram Makarnas that people, that hadn't been filled in, okay? But they were, in a lot of places they added in, but they were very honest. They were very honest that they put it in brackets. Okay, this is a mashkasal yishtav musibishal gayim. They put it in brackets. Okay, that they put it in brackets because they knew it was not the Kesem Mishnah. They were just adding it in because they didn't. It seems they added in a lot of marmalades. Okay,
breaking tafches.
So it's printed on the side of the page. It's printed on the side of the page. They avoid their paragrishin and they put tafches. Okay,
the printer wrote it.
The printer was being honest because the Kesem Mishnah didn't have print. Dafim. They renewed Dafim, so they pretended and they put it on the side. Okay, okay. But then, by the later printing, and it seems that everybody printed after, based on the Amsterdam edition, it actually looks very beautiful. The printing is very nice. And then, but came the later prints, and guess what? They said, brackets? Who needs these brackets for? What was the point of these brackets for? Everything's well stone. The last one, they wrote, Mashkal Yishtim, Mesiba Shalakam, but what is their preparation? They just stuck in the, who needs this bracket thing? We can fix this up first. It's hard to read this thing. So it turns out that the Kesem Mishnah Taka never said it. Okay? The Kesem Mishnah did not say that it's a Gemara Tafches, because like everybody banged their head against the wall. The Baruch HaShulchan has a Pshat, he has something about a Pshat, how it's a Raya from Tafches, but everybody banged their head against the wall, what kind of Raya is there for Tafches? But in fact, the Kesem Mishnah didn't say it. Like I told you, the Beis Yosef said, he says, Efter Shu Tasef Doi Breisa. And I don't have any idea where this thing comes from. Okay? There's, no one knows where this didn't wrong comes from. So,
so really, the guilty part is the accent edition.
What did they put in brackets? And the point was to tell you is, this is not the Kesem Mishnah. We stopped this. This is like an edition.
So the Kashan, so
what
the
Shigal
is to explain whoever the...
So Mr. Tyron, whatever his name is, why he takes back. I don't know. Anyways, but the Kesem Mishnah didn't say it. I told you, I showed you the Beis Yosef said, I had no idea where this thing comes from. Okay? It's in Poland. It's in Solon, Poland. Okay, I looked it up on a map. It's not called that anymore. Okay, it has a new name to the city now. Okay, the way you pronounce it, it sounds like, you know, dying first, like that's how you. but that's really not how you pronounce it. Anyway, whatever. Okay, it's possible we could say now knowing that we don't have the makara, that what Rav Moshe says is really the makara for this din. Okay. Remember, what Moshe said was, he said, when the Gemara said, you can't drink Sheikha with a Goy, because it leads to Chasmus, the Rishonim pointed out that it's not a direct connection. It's not, if you drink Sheikha, you're going to lead to Chasmus. Because like I said, how does Sheikha, drinking by yourself, a lonely guy drinking in a bar, lead to Chasmus? So what we showed you from the Rishonim was that there's a step in between. If you drink by yourself, if you drink in their Beis Akum, you might come to drink with them in the Beis Akum. If you drink with them, that will lead to Chasmus. There's an extra step here in the middle. So Rav Moshe said, so I think therefore there's an Isser to drink, to be with Goyim, to eat with Goyim, that's like an understood Isser. And it could be the Rambam saying the same thing. That the Isser, when the Rambam didn't say the problem eating with them, he says you can't drink with Goyim. He doesn't limit it to only being in their places. As we saw in the Rambam, if you want to go back to you, we'll go back to the Rambam. Okay, go back. The Rambam said, it's not limited to eating by them. It's not the Isser is not eating at their in the Beis Akum the way Rav Moshe learned. Moshe, it's only it's similar to where the Gemara says. Rambam says no, it's not depending on eating with them. It's the question here is how many of them there are and how many of you there are. Okay, now that let's part of him. How you right on the sea, you saw a mutter. That's the Mishnah has a makart. Okay, that's a raya from the Gemara right here in our sugya. There's a raya that if there are more. Yidden then going that it's mutter, or if it's equal, then it might be mutter. Okay, that, the Beis Yosef has a right there. He said, I know where that came from. Okay, so the Rambam, we could understand the Rambam to be like Rav Moshe, in the general idea like Rav Moshe said, which was that there's a pre-existing Isser, the Gemara, an understood Isser, an applied Isser, before the Gemara said, don't drink Sheikhar in a Beis Avi Kuchavim, and that is because there's an obvious that you're not allowed to do something else. Rav Moshe, what the obvious thing you're not allowed to do is to drink in the Beis Akum with the Goy. That's the obvious. And the Rambam would be saying, no, what's obvious is you're not allowed to drink with Goy, not the Beis Akum, you're not allowed to drink with Goy. If you drink in a Beis Shalakum, you might need to drink with Goy in general. Okay, so according to Rambam, the Isser is not connected to the Beis Shalakum. It's not connected to the Beis Shalakum like Rav Moshe thinks it is. Like the Gemara talks about the Sheikh Isser. He says it has to do with drinking with Goy, meaning, which is to say is, if the people want to go to a meeting and they want to have that meeting in shallots, Also now we're in a Beis Shel Yisrael, we're in a Jewish house. Then Rav Moshe says, no problem. The Isser, the big Isser, that Isser applies only like the Gemara's case in the Beis Shel Akim. But the Rambam says, no, the Isser has to do with eating with the Goyim, just if there's more Goyim than there are Yidden. That's what the Isser is. Okay, so according to the Rambam's pre-Isser, the Rambam's like primary Isser that there is, applies even the Beis Shel Yisrael. He doesn't connect it to that at all. It has to do with how many there are, Yidden or Goyim, in which case, even if you went to a Jewish place, it would be awesome. Okay? But the Rambam is clear, again, in Rav Moshe, well, we were not sure what it meant, but in the Rambam it's clear that the Isser has to do with drinking. Again, so the Rambam, the way we're understanding it, just like Rav Moshe said, the Isser and the Gemara is that being sheikh with them, and the bigger, the primary Isser is drinking with them any place else, but it's very much related to drinking. In Rav Moshe we weren't clear if it was only drinking related, but here it's clear, like Yishta other than Sibir Shalakim, so then it would be specific to drinking. So that means is, if you want to go to shallots and not drink, then you're okay. In Rav Moshe, we could think of it, Rav Moshe, you're safe because it's shallots. But if you're not drinking, the Rambam was only about drinking. Okay. What? Right, okay, it's yeah, okay. I mean in the middle line, in the middle part. Yeah, right, and he says, well, Yishta. And if it's an expanded version of Shecher, then it's Shecher, and drinking anything with it, right, so it's just drinking, so you wouldn't be able to drink with them. Well, what happens if the boys after work want to go to a bar? Okay, which is unfortunately a very common thing that people do after work. They go have drinks, you know, to unwind after work. So then you can't do that. Okay, even if it would be a Jewish bar, it wouldn't make a difference. Okay, that would still be usher according to the Rambam saying. Okay, according to the Ramashan version of that, that if you were based in Shul Yisrael, it would be okay. In the Rambam version of it, the way he's saying it, it would be usher drink unless it was Rav Yisrael.
If it's not,
okay, and he says even if you avoid the issur of yayin eser, even though it's kosher food, that's like the middle line. Even though it's kosher food,
not kosher, but it could be it's modifying the first line.
So that what?
The yayin.
Right. Well, the reason why he's mentioning yayin is because that's his idea of treif. What can be treif? Even if the food is kosher.
First line, the possible shaker.
Right. So if we understand it comes out of the Gemara,
maybe it's coming up, maybe not. That's what I'm saying. If you
okay.
This along, you
okay.
Wouldn't necessarily be able to.
Okay, maybe. So it comes out, but according to the Rambam, what we said to Rav Moshe, that you may have a problem having this business meeting with people. You see now, that at a business meeting, with Rav Moshe, the only way to get to be mutter is if you did a b'derech haroi mishum eva, which doesn't work at a business meeting. But according to the Rambam, the person could go to the business meeting if he didn't drink. Okay, if he just says, you know, I'm not drinking, then he'd be safe. According to Rav Moshe, we have to wonder, because Rav Moshe points to the fact that it says that the ikar zera shema yisrei, that's like, doesn't sound like it's necessarily connected to drinking. And again, Rav Moshe's story about a parlor meeting wasn't a drinking event. But according to the way the Rambam sees it, that it's a drinking-related yisrei, then the person could avoid it by not drinking. Okay, now you should know. The Torah brings this, okay, but as I said to you, the Torah, when he brings it, he just brings it as the introduction to Simon Kufyud Beis Yudalin, Kufyud Beis, Kufyud Gimel, Kufyud Aleph. When he comes to Simon Kufyud Aleph,
you mean the Rambam?
He brings this part about the Yishta other than the Mesivus Akim. This isn't the whole thing. That's what he brings in his introduction. Okay, and you would expect then that when he comes to Simon Kufyud Aleph, you would see more about it. Okay, but in fact, it's not there. Okay, he just brings it. See, he only brings it in the introduction. The Bishurim says, I said to you, says. Beats me where this comes from. Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it. You imagine why Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it because he has no idea where the makor for it. Okay, he says the Efshu Shubayis of the Sefer means is I give up. I don't know where this comes from.
Maybe okay. The regular din that we had the whole time, the Rambam and the Torah understood is drinking based on Shalakim, Afka based on Shalakim, means Masibah Shalakim.
No, because the next line in the Rambam is all the din of Shechar. The Gemara comes right after this. You don't see the bottom of the page, but. This is the first thing, like that. This is an Isser, and Roy Yisrael, this thing, and then it goes to another thing, and you can't drink the Sheikh even by yourself. It's like a separate din. It's its own. So the Beis the Shacharov doesn't bring it. We understand why the Shacharov doesn't bring this din because he says, I don't know where this din comes from. Okay, the Bach seems to be okay with it. He seems to like this din, and the Prichodesh brings it also. Okay, but I just told you, almost everybody who does bring it, but most of the Poskim are not bringing this din. Okay, so it's not clear even. It's not even clear whether we actually postulate this. Okay, the Rambam brings this in. The Rambam brings this in, and the Torah mentions it in passing. Again, the Torah brings it like as an introductory line, and I mentioned to you a few other people who mentioned it also. It's not clear that everyone else agrees to that thing. Yes, and Sarah agrees? Okay.
I think from the context, it's possible to interpret the Rambam as only speaking about Yayin in this particular halacha.
Because?
Because he speaks about Shechar afterwards, and then afterwards he talks about other things that are not a Shechiyah, you can't drink with them. And Shechar, you can only not drink with them, El Bamakum and Hirasso, you know.
That's the Gemara, right?
Right.
You think there's only one?
So, see, in other words, other Akar Halabah just be okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
You know, the halacha started by Shechar. The Rams and the Gemara starts with Shechar,
but that's not the Rams.
It's not the
Rams. Okay, so I guess it could be. If the word Layesh to Adam. Layesh to Adam.
No,
so Rabbi Reese would be thinking. The Gemara is there to expect Shechar, because it presupposes a bigger Isser, which Rabbi Reese is saying, that only means wine. Layesh to Adam means only drinking wine.
And,
okay.
And after he says this, but then he goes on.
No, I understand. So we understand that. This is the pre-halacha. The Gemara didn't even bother to tell you this. The Rambam fills it in for you. And then comes the Shechar.
He says specifically,
Right. I understand. We know that part of it. Okay. So maybe. So if that's correct, that it's only wine, then there's mamish more kal for people. Okay, much more kal for people. But again, it's not, to me, it's not even clear that the din even follows what the Rambam says over here. The Rambam thinks like that's what the din is. I'm not arguing that he thinks that it is. But we don't see it in the later Pesukim being brought down, that's even true. But then there's this, but again, so the person has to, there's these two different variations of almost the same thing. It sounds very similar. What the Rambam says and what Ramosha says. Ramosha does not quote the Rambam, which is surprising. Maybe he didn't think it was halacha. I don't know what to say. But it awfully sounds similar, and that's the question.